Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't even know how to start this whole thing because...
Are you feeling a little starstruck?
I am beyond starstruck. You don't understand... Everything you've gone through in your life just happened for me because I just binged almost the whole thing.
Okay. I was like, personally? Or
No. Just like okay. Your life.
Yes.
We should introduce you. Are you still by your old
name? My whole first, middle, last.
Go.
I don't know how to say the last name, but it's Giannina
Milady.
Giabelli?
Giabelli.
Giabelli.
Are you going to change? You're going to get married. Or are you going to change your last name?
Am I going to change my last name? No, I'm not.
Okay.
A lot of women in my family keep Giabelli.
Okay.
We feel like a very strong cultural tie to it. And Blake is actually super understanding.
Love it.
He's like, as long as the kid has it, I don't care. So I'm like, yep, Heath Horseman.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cute. Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't watched the reunion episodes even. That's how, like,
from
I'm.
Her season.
For your season.
Oh, yeah.
So. These guys, I came in and I just watched. This is so raw for me.
Season one.
I know. And I was not a Love is Blind fan until they did a Colorado season.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was told you were coming in. So I binged.
Wow. Look at you doing your research. I'm sorry. You know all my secrets. And also, that was probably really painful to watch.
it was a journey.
I was so sad. I was for sure you were going to say no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why?
Well, I want to ask if you have any insight into this. Why the F would he take you on a helicopter ride and get a private chef and do all that stuff? I'm so pissed at him right now. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of tea. And I'm not roasting anybody. This was, you know, we filmed it in 2018. So,
wow. Okay. It's been a while.
It's been a while and we've all moved on. But they didn't show the part where we would fight and then he would try to conquer me, you know, be like the gentleman and all that. So we were very tumultuous. Our relationship was up and down and he was just really trying to like win me back and make me fall in love all over again like I did in the pods. So it was a very long roller coaster ride. It was 6 weeks, but it felt like a year.
That's a lot to happen in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And that's what people don't really realize. They're like, oh, why are they falling in love so fast and acting cringe and doing this or going crazy? Because it's an incubator and it's so much and so many vulnerable, you know, moments, and you have to be so open and honest, and it's really hard. And anyway, so to answer your question, he was just trying to make me fall in love with him all over again. And that's why I was saying no. And then at the end, I said yes, because he was fighting for me and fighting for our love and being, you know, this like knight in shining armor. And I guess I had pushed him away so much that he was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And he told me no at the end. So it completely reversed at the end. Yeah.
Thinking back to it, I haven't watched it since it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you like the first shot of that season? Like the window rolled. Why do I remember
the
this?
Whole thing? Because it was iconic.
It was.
It was a whole moment and it's still going. Like, years later, I didn't think anyone was going to watch it. But yeah, I'm the first shot of the window and the first person to walk into the pods and the first date. I was like the first person. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you not mad anymore, right? Or
no,
are you?
For a really long time, though, I would shake just at the thought, like angry shake at the thought of like Damian Powers. But now I'm just like really grateful for him. And I kind of say we're kind of like Harry Potter and Voldemort, like one can't survive without the other. And if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be like where I am today, like engaged and with my baby, and everything just kind of leads to one thing and another. And no, I'm not mad anymore.
Okay. Do you have any regrets about the show?
Yeah, no, I've never had any regrets. I just, that's awesome. That's kind of like my, you know, ethos in life. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to regret anything. But now I can really say no because of where it's led me and just how happy I am. And I owe my life to Love is Blind. And I just didn't think that it was going to ever, you know, turn into what it did.
Yeah, because when you guys filmed, it was just like a nameless show, wasn't it? I mean, it didn't have like a deal with Netflix yet. It was just kind of a show.
It did have a deal with Netflix. Okay. But the title on it was Atlanta Singles Project. Wow. It didn't even have Love is Blind as the name yet.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Say yes.
Since you're giving tea, I mean, reality shows are sometimes shot out of order, and they obviously show some stuff that, like, they blow stuff up and then they cut out stuff. You stormed off into the woods.
She fell.
You fully yard sailed.
Fully.
Right? And then there was mud on your dress.
Okay, yeah.
And then on the show, you guys have the talk where you set a chair down and set his chair down, like, we're going to talk. Yeah. And there was no mud on your dress. Was that out of order?
Okay, so what happened was I ran out. I fell. My mom ran after me. And like Latina moms, right? You know, she's consoling me. And she's like, let's leave. Let's leave. And I was just like, I am not leaving. Like, I just went through the most insane, like, situation in my entire life. I'm not like, I'm not going to be like a weak, you know, I want to say like weak ass bitch. But
Yeah, go say.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like this weak ass bitch and just like let this man tell me no at the altar and blame it all on me. I'm going to go back in there and I'm going to close this chapter of my life.
Wow.
But my mom being my mom was like, okay, but you're not going in like that. Huh. So we went into the bathroom. She scrubbed
like
30 minutes and she goes, okay, now you can go. So my mom just cleaned me up.
And he just had to wait. He's like, she wants to talk to me. I'm so scared.
Yeah, he was terrified. And then I come in and that's where the picture is just me going.
Yeah.
Like arms crossed, glaring. That's that moment.
I was truly afraid of you. Through a screen. Good. Like 7 years removed, I was like, ooh.
Feel the wrath.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I have one question, especially about this current season. Obviously, do you know the cast of the current season? Like, of the
Dungeon
season?
Have I met them in person?
Yeah, like.
I literally, in passing, just saw two of the boys.
Okay.
And a year ago, I met one of the girls.
Okay, so why? The first season feels different than this one, because the first season, you guys didn't really know what was happening. Mm-hmm. Why does anyone go through with the wedding if they're going to say no?
Yeah. From experience, there is so much time, right? There's only 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So you sometimes need every single waking second.
Okay.
For example, Damian was like, he told me, he was like, I don't know what I'm going to say until I see you. Wow. And that's a pretty big moment, right? Mm-hmm. So either you need all of that time, or
you just want the wedding.
You want the dress. You have so much hope. You're like, maybe I will get my happily ever after, because you do have to remember, you really fall in love with these people.
Yeah.
Behind a wall. Like, there's so much, there's such a pull and so much of like a mind, you know, like everything gets rewired in your brain and you're just like, what is real? Like, is it us? Like, is it really going to work? So you kind of hold on to that pod life.
Yeah.
And see if it transfers onto the real life. And sometimes you just have to make it to the altar and to really know what your heart wants, honestly.
Brutal.
It's brutal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm a complete hypocrite for asking you this question because I've been married twice.
Amazing.
But, like, are you worried about your upcoming wedding? You looked stunning
Thank
in your dress.
You.
Like, is it going to match that? Like, or do you feel like you've already kind of done it? Like, got so perfectly.
Like, did the first wedding?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. But no, my next wedding isn't going to even touch my first wedding. It's just going to be, first of all, I'm going to feel really secure in my relationship. And so I'm just going to be
You know happy. He's going to say yes.
I'm just going to be happy. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to be
enjoy
like,
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, why is he crying so hard? Like, is he going to, you know, say? So just in that aspect, like, I just feel it's just going to be such a celebration instead of like this dun, 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 mm-hmm. like kind of moment. Like, will she, won't she? And I was a completely different person. You know, I was 25 years old. I had long blonde platinum hair. I just feel like this is the moment in my life where this is how I want my wedding to look and feel. And it's going to be in this magical place that just means so much to me and my family. So it's going to be really interesting. Me and Blake kind of joke about it. Or I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to wear really comfortable shoes. Like, just, like, you know, I don't think I'm going to have PTSD on the day of, but like, you don't know. Sometimes
what's
going to
trigger it? Yeah.
It can creep in there, but it's just so different that I think it would just be funny. You know, yeah. like sure. I would just literally laugh.
Like, we're talking to Giannina, the yeah. icon from season one of Love mm-hmm. is Blind. Again, I wasn't a fan of the show at all. And now I'm so addicted. Like, I can't wait to watch all the seasons.
It's a binge.
Are you just so closely associated with the show? Do you do all these reunions and stuff now? Or what's your, like, how is that your job now?
Right. It's not my official job. No, I had gained a platform from the show. It was a blessing and a curse that it aired during COVID. You know, a lot of people that didn't yeah. watch it ended up watching right. it, and then your mom, and then your sister, and then your dad, and then your cousin.
Yeah.
So it just kind of blew up, and I worked on like behind the scenes with big brands, like doing social media and things like that. So when this came up, I was like, oh, maybe I can do this for me. And like,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
I've always been shoved in front of the camera. Like, why not? Let me just keep doing it. And the world shut down anyway. So what else am I going to do? And that just took a whole life of its own. But I've always felt really passionate about, it gave me my life, yeah. you know? And I went through such a hard time doing it by myself, really. I didn't have a community to lean on. And now there is, you know, a bigger, you know, circle and just like an ecosystem around Love is Blind that I just feel really honored to be a part of it. So anytime they want me to do a reunion or, you know, just speak about it, I wasn't the ideal ending, but I feel like I just made so much lemonade. You know what yeah, I mean? And sure. I love to just kind of be like the glass half full person. So you never know. But you might see me hanging out a little bit more.
Are you still friends with anyone from season one?
Yeah. I've always loved Jessica from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some hatred for her in the room.
Yeah.
We say with trepidation.
I understand. But she's such a fun girls girl. And, you know, people bring out the worst in each other or the best. And, like, obviously her and Mark, me and Damien, like, we just did not bring out the best in each other. But she's fantastic. And I love how she's just ended up with her beautiful foot doctor husband and her beautiful baby. And she really did thrive off of being, like, a really large villain. And she's done a really great job at just like not letting that hold her back. And I love Kelly, but really it's, you go into your own lane too, especially if like from season one, if you get married, you're in married life now. Mm-hmm. So then you want to like work on that. And if you're single, then you kind of hang out with the single girls. So, but I do have a lot of close friendships throughout the seasons. And nice. Yeah, I love them. They're some pretty great people. Yeah.
I know you're happy and you're about to get married, but what was dating like after this? Because I feel like there's a lot of men that are like, I'm going to land Giannina. Like I'm going to get.
Who are like, I'm going to stay away.
Yeah.
Right. A little of both. But then there's, I don't think you can trust the guys that are really trying because you're like, do you love me or do you love that girl from Netflix?
I had fun. I was coming out of like a really toxic relationship. So I wasn't really trying to like get got, you know?
Right.
And I was just like, let me see what other types of personalities are out here. Like, you know? And some of them, I mean, some really beautiful people slid into the DMs and I was like, yeah, let's go hang out. Why not? But the people that I tried to just kind of maybe have like a longer type of relationship with, they actually didn't trust me. I was the untrustworthy one. Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, but they just didn't trust that I had people following me and la la, and that I had a public past and a, it was really interesting. I was like, me? I was like, you're the one that's
like
sliding into
you.
My DMs.
I'm
like,
yes. Yes. So
so it was interesting. Yeah. They didn't trust me.
So then you found a dude from another reality show.
I mean, isn't that how it works?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, no, it's a very small world, the reality world. But we went to, I was actually gonna move to Barcelona and I had everything packed up after the Altar came out and I saw, did you watch After the Altar?
No.
I don't think you've watched it yet.
So I'm just almost done with season, like episode 10.
Yeah.
So like I'm
there was so much tea that happened. And there were only three of them because they didn't have enough time to do a season two because COVID happened. So they were just like, we're just going to do a Where Are They Now? And anyway, this man brought another woman to our reunion and like, but we were still dating.
Yeah.
Is this Francesca?
Yeah, Francesca.
Okay. They've given me a little bit of this.
A little bit of that. Okay. So that came out. We had already been broken up, but we dated for 2 years after. And I was like, okay, I'm leaving the United States. Like, let's get out of here. And I had everything packed up and I get a call in the hills of Colombia and my agent's like, reality show, Canary Islands, do you want to do it? I was like, I don't know what the f*** I said, but yeah, sign me up. And so like a month later, I was in the Canary Islands just doing a fun reality TV show for Challenge and like playing for money. And I was like, I'm going to make out with everybody. And I did. One of them were Blake. And then we were just stuck like glue. Ever since then.
Which show was that?
It's called All Star Shore on MTV and Paramount Plus. Yeah,
there were two seasons of it. I did not realize that's how you guys met. That's I thought you met it, like, honestly, Stagecoach. Because that was a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. For me.
It's a whole other thing. Soccer, I'll have to tell you later.
Oh my God, I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you live here now. How did you get to Denver?
How did I get to Denver? So I met Blake in December of 2021. It was 18 days filming. And by like the ninth day, he'd asked me to be his girlfriend on a non-dating reality TV show.
Ew.
And it was just like this moment of, oh, I'm obsessed with him, but I had Perfect Match lined up. I was going to be on the first season of Perfect Match that February. So I was like, oh, you know, and then the therapist on set is telling me, just stay in the moment, just be with him, you know, like, you're right. You know, I signed a contract, but we'll just see what happens. Anyway, he told me to come spend Christmas with him. We were still boyfriend, girlfriend. It wasn't just a showmanship. And I came for Christmas and I never left.
Oh my God.
And I called Netflix and I was like, nope, take me out. Like, I'm going to be. And I literally walked into his house and I would go, yeah, I'm raising my kids here. And that's it. I just felt like my body knew.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That just gave me goosebumps.
I know, me too. Yeah, I just left field. Wasn't expecting it. And I grew up skiing here since I was 12. I would go to Beaver Creek every single year. So it was really like a red string theory.
Yeah.
You know, I passed his hometown every single year since I was 12. And now I live here.
Wow.
So what's in the future for you? A kid, a marriage, what else?
Yeah. More work, more fun things.
Okay.
More just being like sharing my story, being in front of the camera, and I want like 7 kids. I want a whole basketball team. I love being
That's
a mom.
More than a basketball team.
Yeah. Okay, fine, 6. Yeah, wow. I loved being pregnant, having a baby. It's just, it was my calling all along. And we are getting married, so planning a whole wedding and just like settling into this life that I just felt like it's been chasing me, you know? And so I'm finally like settling into it and I love it.
Love
yeah.
that.
Nice. It's very comforting.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's hope, Slacker.
There is.
Yeah. I'll eventually find. They yeah. suggested a golden Love is Blind yeah. to me just before you got
for
here.
Older
that hurts
men.
My.
Sorry.
Then
for
most
young
of the contestants
men.
Will be actually blind because they're, you know,
oh, get out of here.
Aging out.
You with this voice, you know, they'll be like, who is
no
this?
One's gonna, it's horrifying. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah. Of
this
course.
Was great. Thanks the, what do we call reunion. It? The reunion show is at, is it 7 o'clock our time?
Yeah.
Yes.
7 o'clock our time.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday night.
It's going to be a good one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.